Harper Audio presents The Boat Runner by Devin Murphy. Performed by Matthew Waterson. Our existence is but a brief crack of light between two eternities of darkness. Vladimir Nabokov. A Brief Crack of Light. Chapter 1. I was 14 when my father thought he finally developed the perfect inner coil for the light bulb. He'd gone to Hamburg, where he tried, again, to solicit a new account from Volkswagen. My mother was playing Chopin's Etude in thirds on her piano downstairs when he came home. My brother, Edwin, older by a year, slumped next to me on the floor of our bedroom, drawing with pastels on a large sheet of butcher paper. Fergus, our big, leg-chewing mutt, slept upside down beneath the window, with his feet against the wall. In his dreams, he twitched and kicked himself across the floor, digging his claws into the plaster, until a rut formed, 1 foot off the ground, ringed the room. My parents' voices were muffled until they walked into the den, where sound carried up through the heating register. I still think it's a bad idea. I knew she wanted him to stop crossing the border. This will set us up for the future. There is no future with them. They'll give me a chance to supply all their headlights. What else could we want, Drika? We need secure accounts. I could tell by the groan of a loose spring that my father sat on the Biedermeier sofa next to the metal clock, his feet probably resting on the wooden steamer trunk. It's a bad idea. Sell more here and in France. To whom? There was a cold beat of tension between them. This was an old fight, and hearing them start up again felt like a nervous folding of wings deep in my chest. I got you something, my father said to her after a moment. He always brought books home to us as presents. For my mother, he brought her books on music that she'd devour. She would come into the room, thrusting the opened pages into our laps for us to read, like she needed us to hold them to be real. I knew from reading all those books that the oldest song was the Shaduf chant, sung by workers on the Nile River in Egypt, and that there was a concert in Breslau on August 2, 1937, that ended with 60,000 people singing together. The world's largest choir, can you imagine? My mother asked. I knew that in 540 BC, Pythagoras introduced the concept of the musical octave. In 250 BC, the first organ was invented in Greece. That long ago, she whispered, astonishing. When my father brought back music sheets, my mother would race to the piano to begin practicing. Monteverdi's Vespers, Puccini's Madama Butterfly, and Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring all took shape in our home. With no warm-up, she could play all of Handel's Messiah. She didn't tire, or the music gave her new energy. She never said. She rarely talked about her playing or responded when I praised her. The music plays itself, she said. The musician is there to make the transitions between loud and soft, fast and slow. Slide along those scales and you can make it work. I knew she made it sound easy to tempt me to try, but I had no talent or patience for stringing one butchered note after another. Books was sacred to my parents, who both longed to use them to break from what they perceived as their vulgar lineages. So, my father gave books freely, and we gathered as many as we could. Years before, when my father was struggling to launch the factory, he'd given me a set of illustrated Bibles. I remembered a picture from one of the books of a cypress tree-filled valley between Nazareth and Cana, an ancient path my father said Roman generals marched over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?